Okay, here we go. Meseches Brachas Talmud Yerushalmi. And just before we start, Meseches Brachas has been sponsored by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman in memory of their parents, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yechiel Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Rabbi Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa Bar Leib Israel Rubin, Basha Bas Rabbi Binyamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. We thank them for their sponsorship, and sponsorships are available for Mesechtas, for Dafim. Feel free to be part of this amazing new project. So, Meseches Brachas in Yerushalmi starts off the same way that Meseches Brachas starts off in the Bavli. As we know, the Mishnah is, the first daf here is mostly the Mishnah. So we have easing our way in. As the Mishnayos are similar, we get to talk a lot of background regarding the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is what this Masechta and Shas starts with. So this was the first. We think about how Shas started. This was the beginning of Shas before Talmud Bavli came along, as we said. And again, this is all about a Hosafa of our Limud. But historically, as we know, this was beforehand. Talmud Bavli came a couple hundred years later. But let's talk by way of introduction about a number of points regarding this Masechta. And again, there'll be overlap in the Masechtas that have a parallel in the Bavli, like Meseches Brachas, so there will be some overlap in terms of the thoughts. I don't remember exactly what I might have said in the past, but you know, there's always Torah and Chazara and points to review. So why does Shas start off with Kriya Shema? Why did Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi pick Kriya Shema to start off Shas with? So the Shilti Giborim, in beginning of Brachas, again, much of the Rishonim that we're going to do on the Yerushalmi will be on the Bavli too. So if you look in the first Shilti Giborim in Shas, rather, it's one of the Rishonim on the pages of the Rif, he says, Reishas Chachma Yiras Hashem, Al Kein HaYaseder Raboseinu HaKadoshim Lahaschol Seder HaMishnah B'Yichudo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. You don't get a better place to start than Kabbalah Somalcha Shemayim. The Yomer Shechayav Adam Likro Kriyashma Liyachet Shmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ulekabah Olav O Malcha Shemayim Va'ol Torah Vahamitzvos Erev Avoker Shenemar B'shach Mecha Uvukumecha. What better way to start than be Mekabbalah Malcha Shemayim, which is what the essence of Kriyashma is. And again, you can only ask that question more if one could ask, okay, what should you have started? What's better than Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim? Once you have a great choice like that, so that's why Kriya Shema starts. Others say that, that is the first mitzvah that a child does when he becomes bar mitzvah. The first mitzvah that they do is Davening Ma'ariv and Kabbalah Samalcha Shemayim. Others point out maybe it's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, because saying Baruch Hu is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush Hashem. Okay, we're not going to argue. It's one of the first, if not the first mitzvah regarding a child. The Rambam, as we know, in the beginning of Pirush HaMishnah, the Rambam has three famous hakdamas. He has more, but three important hakdamas. The hakdama of to all Mishnayos, where the Rambam talks about the background of Torah Shebal Peh and the different categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Right, that's all of hakdama of Pirush HaMishnah. Then he has hakdama to Chelek, the hakdama to the last parak of Sanhedrin, where he talks about the Yud Gimel Ikarim and the 13 tenets of our faith. And he talks about Olam Haba and Chiyas HaMesim and all the like. Right? Why? Because the first Mishnah there is Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba. And then the third hakdama is the hakdama to Pirkei Avos, which is called Shmona Prakim, because it has eight prakim. Right? That's the name of it. But in the hakdama to Mishnayos, he talks about the order of every Seder and every Masechta. Why did Rabbi Yehuda start with Zerayim and then Moed and then Nashim? Right? Why does that? Why did? Right? I mean, that's the way it's darshaned in the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Shabbos Nachlamet Aleph. But why start with Zerayim? And why start with Brachas and Peah Demai? So the Rambam says, putting on his medical hat, right? The Rambam says, because the first step in life is to keep healthy. You can't serve Hashem unless you're healthy. So you have to eat well, and in order to eat well, you have to know how to prepare the food. So in order to prepare the food, you have to know Trumas and Maisras. That's part of taking off of preparing the food. You have to leave Peah. You have to leave Nakilai in preparing the food. And part of preparing the food is making a bracha before you prepare the food. And therefore, as the Gemara says, as we'll have later on, Be'ez Hashem, that's making a bracha. You're not allowed to eat before, without making a bracha. And therefore, says the Rambam, Al-Kain Ra'ah Hechacham Hazeh, La'haskil Be'brachas, Shekol Mi She'yochal, Ein lo rishus le'echal ad she'yivarech. Rav Hashem, we'll have to get back to that deeply in the sixth parak. We talk about ketzim avarechim. It's the essence of a birchas hanehenin. But one is not allowed to eat until they make a bracha. And therefore, ra'al asader betchilas dvar of brachas, kedei lesakein hamazon tikun she'yesh lo inyan. In order to be misakein, fix the food, so to speak, to be able to eat it. And once you're talking about some brachas, let's talk about other brachas, and we'll talk about other mitzvahs of dibur. And ve'en l'cha mitzvah she'adam chayev v'b'chol yom ala kriyashma bilvad, ve'en nachon l'daber b'brachas kriyashma, kodim she'idaber al kriyashma atzma. If you're going to talk about the brachas of kriyashma, you got to talk about kriyashma itself, v'chulu v'chulu, and that's how the Rambam says we start off with a mesaches brachas at the beginning of Zrams. So that's in terms of that. The first letter in Shas is a mem. The last letter in Shas, Mishnayos, is a mem. Right? First mem, Emes Aikarim, and the last word is Hashem Yivarech Es Amo Bashalom. If anybody's ever been to a Siyam on Shas Mishnayos. So I once heard a pshat, I remember, by the last Siyam HaShas Bavli. I think it was. I heard, listening to a shir in the car on the way there. I think Rabbi Pesach Kron quoted this from someone. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuv Dalet tells us that every letter of the Aleph Beis is symbolic. And each, the way it looks even, right? Why does the leg of the Gimel stick out? And why does the Resh face the left? And you don't have that by any other language. Why does the A have 2 points at the bottom? And why does the L face? No, that's because that's just what people decided. But Lashon HaKodesh comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we've spoken in the past, Machlokas Rambam Ramban, about why it's even called Lashon HaKodesh. Right, the Ramban quotes the Rambam at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa and has a Machlokas. What makes it Kodesh? Is it inherently Kodesh? Do we make it Kodesh? Again, I apologize that there will be some days that we'll try to squeeze a lot into our half hour or so, and there are some days that will be, you know, we'll have to find what to talk about. But number of pages in brachas, you know, there's a lot to talk about. Anyway, the Gemara says, Shabbos Kuf Dalet. How do you remember what daf that's on? Code. Kuf Dalet, the code of the Hebrew alphabet, is Shabbos Kuf Dalet. You have to know the Masechta. But it says there, what is the symbol of mem? So why there's a mem that what we call an open mem, at the middle of a word, and a closed mem, a mem sofit, mem sasum at the end. So the Gemara says, mem psucha mem stuma, ma'amar pasuach, ma'amar sasum. An open ma'amar and a closed ma'amar. What does that mean? So Rashi says there, Shabbos Kuf Dalet, yesh dvarim shen nasan rishus ladarshan, v'yesh ata mitzuvah lasotman, kagon ma'aseh merkava. Some part of Torah is open to study, and some part of Torah is closed. But another idea, I think this is what he said, is sometimes something appears open. It looks like it's open to study, it's open to learn, you focus on it, you study it. But sometimes, even after you study it, it's closed. You realize there's so much more there that I didn't get to. There's so much more that I have to do. Shas opens with an open mem. Right, it looks like it's ready for us, it's open for us, it's inviting, and that's what it should be. Right, we start off learning. After we finish learning, it's a closed mem. We realize there's so much more and it's so much deeper than we thought. So that's what Mamar Pasuach, and we have to do it again. And therefore, we go back to the open mem, but that's Mamar Pasuach and Ma'amar Sasa. The mitzvah of Kriyashma, which Beis Hashem we're going to talk about a lot over the next couple of weeks, includes what? Right, what does the mitzvah d'araisa of Kriyashma include? So that depends who you ask, and whatever you answer, there is a shita out there. Four different opinions in the Rishonim. What is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Mida Oraisa? According to the Ramban in the Melchamos seems to say the first pasuk. That's the mitzvah de Oraisa of Kriyat Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Maybe also Baruch Shem. That's a question. But first pasuk gets into how Baruch Shem is mitztarif to the Kriyat Shema. Rashi, where? First Rashi in Shas, right? First on the first daf. Rashi and Tosfos discusses Brachos Daf Beis in the Bavli. If you look in the Sefer Charedim right here in the inside of the first page, I'm using the Oz V'Hadar edition. So you have the Charedim, the Pnei Moshe. It's beautiful. This new Oz V'Hadar put Rav Chaim Kanievsky's commentary on the outside also. The Bir HaReish HeKuf. But anyway, it says the Rashi seems to say first Parsha. first parsha, because Rashi deals with. Why do we repeat the first parsha, right, before we go to sleep? Sounds like the first parsha is the mitzvah. Rashi says, and the Charedim quotes the Rashi on the Mishnah, Ubekriyas parsha shrishon ashanam koreel sha mitaso yatsa, first parsha. Tosfos seems to say there, brachas habeis in the Bavli, first two parshias. So first pasuk, first parsha, first two parshias, and then the Shitas Rambam. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyashma. The Rambam says, mitzvah da'oraisa to say Kriyashma, mitzvah da'se achas v'likros Kriyashma pa'amayim b'yom. A mitzvah say Kriyashma twice a day. That's also interesting. We'll have to talk about that. Right? The Rambam counts one mitzvah of Kriyashma, one of the 613, even though there's a mitzvah to say it twice. Right? Once in the day, once in the night. The Ramban is bothered by this. Why shouldn't it be two mitzvahs? Two separate mitzvahs. And the Ramban says, and not only that, I have a problem not only with Kriya Shema, I have a problem with the Karban Tamid. Why is the Karban Tamid only one mitzvah according to the Rambam? It should be two mitzvahs. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon. And the Parsha of the Ketores. Why is the Ketores? It's a part in the morning, part in the afternoon. So the same question is dealt with, same Lishitasos between the Rambam and the Ramban. But the Rambam intends as one mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Umahu korei shalosh parshios elu. Vehein. Shema, v'hayim shemoa, v'yomer. Three parshias. And then, why do you do it in that order? So he quotes the Mishnayos that come up later here in Maseches Brachos. Why is the first parsha before the second? Magdil goes parsha Shema, b'neisha batzivu sheyichod Hashem, v'ahavaso, v'talmudo. Avas Hashem, Talmud Torah, shu ikar hagadol, shakol talibo. V'acharev, v'hayim shemoa, sheyish batzivu al shar ha-mitzvos. Right, there's the mitzvah regarding other mitzvahs, right, kabbalas al mitzvahs, kulan, the acharka parsha sitzes, shagam hi yesh bat sivui al zechiras kol ha mitzvahs. Laman tiskru vasisem es kol mitzvosai. It's a little different than what the Gemara says. We'll have to see where the Rambam gets that from. And then the Rambam says, here in the and here's the line. Saying these three parshiyos in this order, that's the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Who points this out? A number of Achronim, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik pointed this out, that this Rambam answers another kash on the Rambam. Right? The Rambam, for some reason, does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah saseh. Look, in all of his 248 mitzvahs asay, it's not there. To remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, you would think it should be there. The Rambam counts Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Telling it over at the night of the Seder, that's counted as one of the 613. But the Rambam does not have Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why not? He doesn't believe in it. The Gemara talks about it numerous times here in the Masechta. So the answer given is that it must be included in another mitzvah. It must be included in another mitzvah. Is it included in Sipur? Is it... No, the Ar Sameach says, well, it doesn't have the language of tzivui in the Torah. It says lema'an tizkar. That doesn't say remember. So that's why it doesn't explicate it for, and he has his reasons. But the Rambam says, Reb Chaim, the Rambam has it. It's included in the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. Mitzvah of Kriyashma. Why do we say the first parsha of Kriyashma? Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hoseisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Right? That's why we say the third parsha of Kriyashma. And the Rambam says all three parshas of Kriyashma are part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. So it's l'shitaso. The Rambam feels Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim isn't only accepting that Hashem is God now, Hashem Echad, and I have to love Him and I have to learn His Torah. The Rambam says part of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim is accepting the mitzvahs and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, recognizing what He did for me to create this relationship. That is part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyashma of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Right? And that's why, that's the Rambam l'shitaso. Two problems, bring an answer. Why did the Rambam seem to say that all three are part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyashma? Why does the Rambam not count Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? Put those two together and you get the answer. The Rambam thinks that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is part of the essence, part of the theme of Kriyashma, and that's why it's discussed in this Masechta too. Discussed also the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. One final point of Hagdama, and then we'll get into the actual Mishnah, and that is the Bracha. We will talk at length, Be'ez Hashem, later on in the Masechta about the Brachas on the Mitzvah of Kriyashma, Birchos Kriyashma. What's interesting is that there is no Bracha that we're used to. Kriyashma is a Mitzvah D'Araisa. So where is the Asher Kiddushana B'Mitzvot Sivano L'Kro'es Shema? Right? Shouldn't that be somewhere? So the Meiri quotes a daya. Whenever you want to find a daya somewhere, the Meiri is a good place to go. If you want to find one of these collector items, unusual dayas, the Meiri was sitting there in Provence. He was a late Rishon. He had all the Rishonim with him, and he knew many different minhagim. So the Meiri quotes, if you're on a desert island and you don't have a sitter and you don't know Birchas Kriyas Shema by heart, you can say the bracha of Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvosav Tzivanu like Rosh Shema. So the Meiri says that, also Mikra Megillah on Purim. So there is a day, but why don't we have a Birchas Kriyas Shema on Kriyas Shema? So the Abu Draham, one of the Rishonim, says the Abu Draham, because what's the essence of a bracha? The essence of a bracha before I do a mitzvah is Kabbalah Samach L'Shamayim, before I do the mitzvah. That's Kriyas Shema. You don't have to be Mekabel Malach HaShemayim before you're Mekabel Malach HaShemayim. You don't need the whole essence of Kriyas Shema is what a bracha is about. Says the Abu Draham, it's in Hilchos Dini Kriyas Shema. Mipnei she'inyin ha-brachas kulam hu l'kabel Malach HaShemayim aleinu. Kidamrina b'perkesim avarchin. Kol bracha she'in bo askaras HaShem v'malachos in a bracha. U'pasik Shema yish bo askaras HaShem. V'gam kein hu nechshav k'mo malchus. K'disa Rosh Hashanah v'ara yuchashiv k'bracha. Kriyas Shema itself is like a berchas hamitzvah, and therefore you don't have to make a separate bracha on that. We like to quote in the past, Rav Shechter likes to quote this from the Nesivis in his Haggadah, the Maisa Nisim. He has another idea, where he asks the question of why isn't there a bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yesias Mitzrayim at the Seder. We don't say at the beginning of the Seder that, you know, Shechter Nishan, the Zvano Lasaper, Benisim and Flaws, Shenas Lavosenu, Bilel, Tesvav, Benisan. We don't say that. Right, so why don't we say that? So the Nesivis explains, whenever a mitzvah is done, whenever a mitzvah is a bracha or is done in the context of a bracha, it doesn't get its own bracha. So for example, Amida, Tefillah, we don't make a Birchas HaMitzvah on davening, because davening is a bracha. We don't make a Birchas HaMitzvah on benching, Birchas HaMazon. Before we bench, we should say, Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvah HaMazon, Bracha HaShem L'Kedem B'Mitzvah HaMazon, Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvah HaMazon. Sounds strange to us. Because you don't make a bracha on a bracha. So Berchas HaMazon. Sipur Yesias Mitzrayim. Right, that's the one that the Nesivis is talking about. That is done in the context of brachas. It's done in the context of Kiddush and Magid and Hallel and Berchas HaMazon. Right, it's done in the context of brachas. So whenever you have a mitzvah done in the context of a bracha, the Baal HaMa'or quotes in Rosh Hashanah that originally there wasn't a separate Berchas HaMitzvah on Tkiya Shofar. Because Shofar was just done in the context of Shmona Esrei, there wasn't a separate bracha. Later, when they started, because of the cholim and the zakenim, that they started having a separate 30 kolos before Shmona Esrei, so they instituted a birchas tekiyah shofar, because now it became separated from tekiyos al seder habrachas. So again, here too, Kriyas Shema is done in the context of birchos Kriyas Shema, which are there for various reasons, as we'll talk about, and that is why there is no separate takana of a birchas hamitzvah on Kriyas Shema. So this is by way of introduction. Now we get into the actual text, Me'emasai, the first word, the first Mishnah here in Talmud Yerushalmi. Again, the first daf here. Has anybody ever not been to a shir on a Masechta daf Aleph? So here we go. Brachis daf Aleph. Me'emasai korin eshma ba'arvin. When is there a mitzvah to read Kriyas Shema at night? When is the mitzvah d'araisa of Kriyas Shema at night? Mishash akonim nechnasim lochal trumasam. Remember we mentioned in the Hakdama, sometimes the olives are missing in the Yerushalmi. So instead of le'echol, it says lochal. Right? When is the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema at night? When the kohenim go in to eat their truma. When a kohen is tameh, there's an issa d'araisa for him to eat truma. He's allowed to burn the truma and get benefit from it. Right? If truma tameya, there's a mitzvah to burn and to get benefit from it. But what if the Kohen is tummy? Not the Truma is tummy, the Kohen is tummy. So if the Kohen is tummy, he can't eat the Truma. So what does he do? He goes to the mikvah, and he has a tful yom. He has to wait till the night. He can eat Maaser Sheni right away, but he has to wait till the night. And at night, he can eat Truma. So at the same moment that he can eat Truma at night, which the Gemara will talk about when that is, all right, because at night we know there's all these different times we have at night. We have Shkia, we have Seiza Kochavim, we have Plaga Mincha. Right, so what is it talking about? So when they at the same time that they go eat Truma, that is when the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema kicks in. That's the beginning time. That's the beginning time. Then the Mishnah says, what's the ending time of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema at night? Three opinions. When's the ending time? Ad sof ha'shmua harishona divei Rabbi Eliezer. Well, it just says, the end of the first watch. The end of the first watch, the night is split up into three. So the end of the first third, that is when Rabbi Eliezer says, you have to finish Kriyas Shema by then. Why is that? So the Mefarshim explain, right? The Charedim here quotes the Rashi's on the Mishnah, because what is all this based on? What does it say in Kriya Shema? When do you have to say Kriya Shema? B'shachvacha uvekumecha. The only mitzvah like this. Usually the Mishnah Megillah tells us, mitzvahs by yom, you have to do by yom. Mitzvahs by laila, you have to do by laila. Kriya Shema, you have to do b'shachvacha uvekumecha. Going to sleep and waking up. Very unusual that that's the formulation of the Torah of when we have to do the mitzvah. But Rabbi Lezer understands, as we'll see, b'shachvacha means when people go to sleep. Not when people are sleeping. People are sleeping the whole night. When do people go to sleep? So he said people go to sleep towards the beginning of the night and the first third of the night. Right? Bishach b'cha. Right? When desu lo mikri zman shchiva v'lo karinan bay bishach b'cha. Right? The Charedim here quotes the Rashi. And therefore, it has to be up until the first third of the night. V'chamim omer ad chatzos, v'chamim say until chatzos, until midnight, which is probably, as we'll see, shos zmanios, doesn't mean 12 midnight, but it means the midpoint, the halachic midpoint of the night. Rabbi Gamliel omer, Rabbi Gamliel says, ad sheyale amud hashachar. Till the morning, till dawn, right? You have the whole night to say, kriyashma, those are the three opinions. Why does it say, korin, me'em asai korin eshma ba'arvin? Right, just to contrast this with the first Mishnah in Megillah. Megillah Nikres. Megillah Nikres. So is it Korin read it or Nikres it shall be read? Right, sounds like the question that the Gemara deals with in the beginning of Maseches Kedushin. Ha'ish Mikadesh, right? Do you use a verb Mikadesh or do you use a Lashon of Kinyan? If you look in the second parak, right, Ha'isha Niknes is the first parak and Ha'ish Mikadesh is the second parak. So the Gemara deals with both switches. Why do we switch from a lashon of kiddushin to a lashon of kinyan and back kinyan to kiddushin? And why do we focus on the active man ha'ish mekadesh in the second parak? Well, in the first parak is isha niknes, right? The woman is passive. So here too, why is it the active may be like korin while it's not nikre? So the ritva, the first ritva in Megillah, the first ritva in Megillah says to allude to us the Yerushalmi later on in Maseches Brachos. Now we'll have to see it in context, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of weeks. But the Ritva says, "Hadik Tani Lishna de Megillah Nikreis, Volk Tani Lishna de Korin Esa Megillah, Kidda Tani Hasam." So there he's dealing with Megillah. Why does it say Megillah Nikreis? Well, in Brachas it says Korin, like it says Korin Eshma, Mishum Dahacha, Kriya Acha Sheechad Korei V'Kulam Bishmiya. By Megillah, there's Shomei Ka'ona. It could be read, and I'm listening. There's one Bal Korei in Shul. And I listen and I hear. That's what most people don't read the Megillah themselves. They might have a kosher Megillah, but they don't read it. So Nikreis, it's read and everybody hears. Ma she'ein kein b'kriya shma she'kalechan mehem chayiv likro l'shani b'fiv. Ve'inechan mehem motziyem. V'yafila b'tzibur. The Ritva says there's no shomea ka'one by kriya shma. You have to say it yourself. You can't have one person saying kriya shma for everyone. And that's alluded to in this verse, this word. Korin, read it. Read it. Don't have it read. Right, and that's the Ritva says is alluded to in this word. Why Yehuda Nasi uses that word? There's no Shomei Ka'ona. What's it based on? Kide'isa b'Yerushalmi, like in Yerushalmi. The Ritva learned Yerushalmi. He did Yerushalmi Yomi. Right. So which Yerushalmi? He doesn't even call the Yerushalmi as if we know it. As if we know it. So it's later on. If you want to peek at it on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. There's a line there, but again, this is one of those classic lines that you don't know if it's a statement. Is it rhetorical question? You don't know what that's the Yerushalmi leaves open so many possibilities. But if you look on the third line on Lamed Zayin of Abayz, says the second line. There's a brice on top. Meisvin Amru Lo Mistavra. Second line on Lamed Zayin of Abayz. Lo Mistavra Bikriyashma Shei Kalechad VeEchad Mishani Befiv. One way to read that, isn't it logical that by Kriyashma everyone should say it themselves? And the Gemara, so that sounds like, you got to say it yourself. The next line is, Lo Mistavra B'Tfilah, Sheikol Echad Mechakesh Rachan Al Atzmo. So we know Kriyashma might be here to be Yotze with others. Okay, we'll have to see. But that's the line that the Ritva is referring to. We'll have to see how exactly to understand it, but that is that. We paskin that if somebody really can't say Kriyashma, doesn't know how to say, they can be Yotze with Shomei Ka'one. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Samach Aleph, O Sifkat and Mem, says Shomei Ka'one does work, Me'ikar Adin. Maybe it's just not appropriate, L'chadchila. Because it's Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, but that is halacha. Okay, so we have this three-way machlokas. We continue. Maise, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi knew already at the beginning of Shas. You want to bring people into a shir, you got to tell some stories. So the first perek in Shas, there are two stories. How many stories are there in Mishnayos in general at all? Not too many. But Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi knew at the beginning how to tell stories. So here we go. Ma'aseh Banu Banu Beis HaMishneh. Rabbi Gamliel's children came back from a wedding in the middle of the night. And he must have waited up for them. V'yamru lo, lo karinu ashma. And they said, Rabbi, we didn't say shma yet. Amar lam, he says to them, imlo Allah amud ashachar chayventem likros. If it's not the morning yet, you still should say kriya shma. Lo zil b'vad amru, and not only that, ella, kol sh'amru chachamim achatzos. Right, again, a little word differences from the kol masha amru, right, kol sh'amru chachamim achatzos. Everything, whenever the rabbi said until chatzos, mitzvasan sh'yal amud ashachar. In other words, his children were asking Rabbi Gamliel, right, do the chachamim, when they say till chatzos, is that period done, or do they fundamentally agree with you, Abba, that it's until amud hashachar? But they say try lechatchila to do it. So he's saying, yeah, they agree with me. Really, it's until amud hashachar. All that the rabbanan say is until amud hashachar. Hector chalav veivarim, the burning of the fats and the limbs, right? The mitzvah that the kohanim have to burn the karbanos throughout the night. Mitzvah san nashi al amud hashachar. It's a mitzvah all the way until the morning. And all karbanos that are eaten for one day. What's eaten for one day? Right? Kachay, kachim, chatas, and asham, and mincha, day and night. That's it. Right? Shlamim is day, night, day. But all karbanos that have to be eaten for one day, they really have all night to eat them. Right? The Isra of Nosar. You want to make sure the kohen eats them. So imkein lamar chacham archatzos. So if it's true that really all night, all of these practices can be done, you could burn the whole night, and you could eat the whole night, and you could say Kriya Shema the whole night, so why did the Chachamim say until Chatzos? Kedei laharchik es ha'adam in Avera, to distance someone from an Avera, because, you know, somebody that, as the Gemara says in Bavli, and we'll have to see it in the Yerushalmi, somebody's going to fight B'diz, it's a chance, gets home from work, I'll say Kriya Shema later, I'll do it later, he'll eat a little bit, I'll go on the couch a little bit, and he'll forget it. Right? One Shena is the language of the Gemara. So to be marching someone from an Aver, we say up until Chatzos, there'll be a little more pressure to do it right away, and therefore it won't lead to missing the boat. A couple of points on this Mishnah. First of all, the Tful Yom. Tful Yom, we know that the Kohen, when he goes to the mikvah, he still has to wait till nighttime to eat Truma. So up until that time, he's called a Tful Yom. There's a whole Masechta in Shas Mishnayis that doesn't have Bavli or Yerushalmi on it, called Tful Yom. So if we could talk about Tful Yom here, that behooves us, right? The Egle Tal, the Sachet Shaver, right? The Baal Avnei Nezer on the first page of the Egle Tal, he has a beautiful words of Hakdama where he talks about how he's too sick to give shir anymore, so he's going to write, and that's how he's going to teach. And then he gets into the whole famous discussion about learning Torah, enjoying learning Torah. That's the highest level of learning Torah. But then in the last paragraph, he says, "I want to quote my father. I want to do Kibbutz Av. I want to quote a vort from my father in order to be mezakeh him." Tful Yom. What's the whole idea of Tful Yom? What Tful Yom? You went to the mikvah already. What do you? Yeah, you have to wait for the rest of the night. You went to the mikvah. What does sunset have to do with anything? Right, what does he have to wait anymore? So says the Avnei Nezer in the name of his father, because when you did something when something happened during the day, or if you were in a state during the day, there's a residual effect the rest of that day. So if you were Tamei today, even if you go to the mikvah, there's still a residual effect, because you know that's just the way it is. And that's the concept of Tful Yom. And he says, where do I know that from? Kriya Shema. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Why do we say Kriya Shema twice a day, not three times a day? Why do we say Kriya Shema by mincha? Because once you said Kriya Shema in the morning, that lasts the whole day. Right? Midas tova, meruba mi mita peronis. And if you say Kriya Shema in the morning, that should last the whole day, the residual effect. When it's nighttime, okay, memeo's a new day, you have to say it again. And then you go to sleep, you have to say it again in the morning. Right? So, but that's the idea, Tful Yom, the residual effects. And he says it by Tful Yom, kal v'chomer, by the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So here, we have Tful Yom by the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Right? So it's a double the context of what he talks about. There is a machlokes, Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes it in the first daf in Brachas. What happens if somebody comes back, like in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says that you can stay the whole night, but there's an opinion out there that says the Chachamim say only until Chatzos. They make this man until Chatzos. So that's fascinating, Rabbi Yonah says. Could the rabbis do that? Really, midaraisa, I have it all the night. And the rabbi said, no, you got to stay until Chatzos, right? Not afterwards. So what if I come home at 2 in the morning? I shouldn't say it. The Rabbanan torpedoed the time. This is no longer the time of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Wow. Like, even if I do it now, I don't even give any credit in Shemayim for the Din D'Oraisa. I know I'm violating the Din Darabanan. But Rabbeinu Yonah discusses, this is part of the larger sugi of Darabanan's affecting Daraisis, right? The first daf in Rabbeinu Yonah, he discusses that. The Sefer Charedim here also points out a machlokas Rashi Rambam, and then we'll finish up the daf, as Hashem, and that is when it says, why did the Chachamim say until Chatzos? Rashi on the Mishnah points out that this is only by two out of the three. Right? Only by two out of the three mentioned in the Mishnah is there a lachadchila to finish it by Chatzos. It doesn't say anywhere that Hector Chalavim Ve'Evarim be only until Chatzos. The other ones, the Kohanim eating the Karbanos, and Kriyishma, that's until Chatzos. So the Sefer Charedim here quotes the Rashi on the Mishnah, the Hector Chalavim Diktani Hacha Lo Amru Bo Chacham Chatzos Klal. But it threw in that Lashon, right, because it's referring to everything in the Mishnah. But if you look in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah, it says, Kulam, Nira Mitvarev Sha'af Behector Chalavim Ve'Evarim Amru Chatzos. Right, the Charedim says it sounds like, according to the Rambam, that also the burning of the fasting that lives. Halacha lamaisa, nafkamina. Here we bana besa migdash. Are the Kohanim going to have to try lachadchila to finish all the burnings before Chatzos or not? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. We'll have to see what we paskin. But that's quoted here. And he says, v'chein kasa, the Charedim says, in Hilchos, ma'ase karbanus. Good. Says the Gemara. Here we go. Mei masai koronesh rabba arvin v'chulu. Anan taninan, we learned in our Mishnah, Mishash HaKadim Nechnasim, Lo Chal B'Trumasan, we learned in the Mishnah, that's the time, when does Kriyashma, from when the Kohanim go to eat Truma, Tani Rebbe Chia learned in a Braisa, remember Rebbe Chia, right, the Braisa is all the Rebbes are from Eretz Yisrael, right, so Mishash HaDerech B'nei Adam, Nechnasim Lechal Pitam, B'Leili Shabbos, he has a different time, right, Rebbe Chia says, at a time when people go on Friday night to eat their bread. On Friday night, do people eat earlier or do people eat later? We'll have to see. But, right, when they go eat their bread on Leili Shabbos, V'tani Allah, we learned about this discussion, the fact that our Mishnah says when the Kohanim go to eat their truma every day, and Rav Chiya says when people go eat their bread on Friday night, V'tani Allah, Krovim Divrehem Leo Shavim. These two times are very close to each other. Even though they use different simanim, they're very close to each other. Right? This is building up to the next line of the Gemara, but this is noting the different descriptions that Chazal give to describe the mitzvah of Kriyishma. Again, why did the Gemara have to say? Why doesn't it just say the time? Why doesn't it just say Tzeis HaKochavim? Give this whole roundabout kedei, you know, lechot trumasan, and when they go in there, eat their food. So again, that will be something that we'll have to talk about. Again, we can talk a little bit about Oneg Shabbos also, because we're talking about bread on going into Shabbos and eating, but we'll have to leave that, Beth Hashem. But Baruch Hashem, we had a Haskalah, and again, we thank the sponsors of the Maseches Brachos, Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, in memory of their parents. We will stop here.